so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin in North Korea, where he signed a partnership agreement with leader Kim Jong-un. They both agreed that each country would come to the other's aid if attacked, but no word on exactly what kind of aid they're talking about. Dangerous heat taking hold in the Midwest and in the Northeast. And technically, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee, it's not even summer yet.
Summer temperatures since 1970 have gone up considerably. We're talking about overnight lows, which go up even warmer. A lot of this warming happens while we're sleeping, and then the highs as well. Plus 3 degrees in the west and 2 there through the mid-Atlantic up the northeast.
Cooler temperatures in the southwest could calm New Mexico wildfires that have killed one person so far.
We have two devastating, enormous fires. And when I say enormous, it means that they're getting more and more complicated to address.
That's the governor of New Mexico. This is Juneteenth, the day honoring the emancipation of enslaved Americans. It's now a federal holiday. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Beaver Dam man was arrested in Columbia County after an alleged OWI crash that led deputies to finding fentanyl in his car. A caller reported to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office that a 53-year-old had crashed into a tree Monday afternoon on Highway 146 in the town of Fountain Prairie. When the call was made, it was reported that the driver was slumped over his wheel and not moving. When deputies arrived on the scene, the man was unconscious and semi-alert. The man was suspected to be intoxicated. Canine Rico was brought to sniff the car. As a result, deputies allegedly found fentanyl inside the car. The sheriff's office says the man was arrested on a fourth offense, OWI, being armed while intoxicated and possessing Schedule 1 and 2 drugs, as well as carrying a concealed weapon. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 74. 99.7.
It's 8:05 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Of course, we mentioned Ann Wilson celebrating a birthday today. And if that's the case, then we got to play a little extra Heart this morning, right? Because there's never enough Ann Wilson to start a day. All I want to do is make love to you on Max FM.
Smile.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Of course, Finn, a fan, Wilson is celebrating a birthday today. 74 years old, by the way, for the Heart lead singer. We'll pull out some Heart this morning. We also got some Paula Abdul we're going to throw in this hour, just because she's celebrating today as well. Now, I found this to be really, really interesting this morning. It kind of took me down a rabbit hole of really trying to remember a whole lot of things. But it turns out that there are a bunch of things in this world that already took place in 2019. Now, that feels like it was an entire lifetime ago, right? And it feels even more like that when you look back at pop culture and some of the events that were taking place way, way back a whole 5 years ago. So I've got the list. There's 44 of them. Obviously, we're not going to run down the whole 44, but we're going to pick out some of the bigger pieces of this particular list. So here we go. The number one thing on this list, and this was it was done over by BuzzFeed. So a lot of readers and subscribers to BuzzFeed, you know, scoured the interwebs and put in some of the best responses ever for things that happened a mere 5 years ago. The college admissions cheating scandal happened just 5 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Now, that actually feels like, it, to me, just because I think Lori Loughlin recently just kind of did her time, and she's been speaking out about what happened and why it happened more recently. So that to me feels like it's a little fresher than 5 years ago, but we have to go all the way back 5 years to see Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin.
Felicity Huffman, that's the one I was thinking of. William H. Macy's wife.
Yeah, because he didn't do any time in jail.
No,
but
he
did.
But she did.
Yeah, that cinematic debacle that was Cats was actually released 5 years ago already.
Well, we're all trying to forget about that.
nobody cares about that one. Taylor Swift announced that she was going to re-record her back catalog after Scooter Braun actually bought it. That was only 5 years ago, believe it or not, which is kind of crazy because since then she's put out like 28 more albums,
exactly.
Which is kind of insane.
Well, she has control now, so
right?
There you go.
Right? But that was one of the biggest moments, I think, in the music industry, especially a young artist, because she essentially was considered to still be a young artist who basically took back her music and was like, no, you're not, you're gonna buy it, that's fine, but I still own this is still my words. Now what I love is most radio stations and stuff still play. If you watch you know, everything scroll by on your dash, if you don't have an old school car, everything is in parentheses Taylor's version. So Scooter Braun might have bought the library for millions of dollars, but I don't know what it really got him, because got him a lot of bad press is what it got him, and it made a lot of Swifties hate him, and it made Taylor Swift even more powerful than she was maybe even before that moment. So and now he's retiring, so maybe that's how it went for Scooter Braun.
That's so cool. I mean, yeah. She basically became empowered after that whole
really
thing.
Did. And her fame actually rose tenfold with a lot of people after she had to rewrite that library. Are you ready for number four? I found this one just flabbergasting. 5 years ago, back in 2019, Nick Cannon only had three kids. Three kids. Now he has 12. 5 years later,
the dude has
12 kids. My goodness. Jennifer Lopez got engaged to Alex Rodriguez 5 years ago. Now, of course, we know that she's married to Ben Affleck, who 5 years ago was dating the nanny that he cheated on Jennifer Garner with. I don't know. Maybe they should have stuck with the partners aforementioned, because it doesn't seem like it's going really that great for Ben and Jen on that.
How many times has J-Lo been married? She's been married.
A lot.
She was married to Mark Anthony.
Yes.
For a while.
Yes.
Wow.
She almost got married to P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Pedophile Daddy, whatever we're calling him these days. That almost happened. So that was interesting. And then she was really attached to that younger dancer for quite a few years. Now, they weren't married, but I know they lived together for quite some time. So she was attached to him for a while. And then, of course, she was with Ben Affleck once. They almost got married. And then they didn't, and then they did, and now it's just, I don't know.
Now, of course, they're talking about how there's trouble in paradise for the two of them again.
Who didn't see that one coming? What I love is it doesn't matter how many years you go back, Ben Affleck always looks like he doesn't want to be anywhere around where he's at. It doesn't matter how
totally,
far you go back.
Totally.
It's crazy.
I mean, the look on his face is always kind of like,
Right? I know. Even when he was with Jennifer Garner, sometimes you got to smile. I don't know how you don't smile when you're with Jennifer Garner. She's just the best. But even when he was with her, or even when he's with his kids, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that he's always being followed by cameras. Maybe he hates that. Maybe he wants more privacy. I have no idea.
But Maddie, I hate to judge a book by its cover, but I'm going to, okay?
Please
hear me out on this one. Wouldn't you say, if you were to just speculate, wouldn't you say that Jennifer Garner is of a lower maintenance than Jennifer Lopez
is?
Well,
yes.
I mean,
oh, definitely. I don't even need to speculate. You can just see that one coming a mile a minute, can't you? I've always been a huge Jennifer Garner fan. I do like J-Lo, but you're right. I, as far as the maintenance level goes, I'm assuming it's a little easier to, you know, just shower and go with Jennifer Garner than it is
right.
with J-Lo. Let's be honest. Old Town Road, that song by Lil Nas X, was a breakout hit already 5 years ago. So there you go. The series finales of Game of Thrones and The Big Bang Theory aired. So the finales ended 5 years ago already, which is insane.
That is crazy. Big Bang, it feels a little longer than that. Like
yes.
It's been off longer than 5 years.
Yeah, wow. I would agree. It does. And I was a fan of the show. So for me, maybe it feels a little bit longer. I watch a lot of it in syndication because I loved The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
The Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire. There's one that I even had to think twice about. I was like, really, that happened? No, that did happen. So that happened 5 years ago. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth separated 5 years ago already, which is even crazier. I mean, another one that we could have all seen coming with their on-again, off-again relationship. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's already been 5 years, and she's been in a very stable, happy relationship for the last four. So good for Miley. A brown egg became the most liked picture on Instagram. Remember when that happened? I don't know why, but it was kind of insane. And then the U.S. women's national soccer team actually won the World Cup already 5 years ago, which is also kind of insane. I mean, you kind of look back at some of these things, though, and some of them seem like they were just yesterday. And then some of them you're like, oh my gosh, that was already 5 years ago. I mean, you look at this list, the live action versions of The Lion King and Aladdin were already released 5 years ago. And that one, I think, is right up there with Cats for me, because then it just kind of like started this onslaught of like remakes and sequels and all of that kind of stuff. But that's already been 5 years ago. Lady Gaga won an Oscar already 5 years ago. Her very first one, by the way. So there's that too. I mean, the list just kind of goes on and on, and I'm sure that's just kind of the you know
tip of the iceberg kind of thing. Yeah,
some of the things that we're talking about,
it really does fly by. I mean, you know, I collect concert ticket stubs from all the shows I've been to, and sometimes I'll rifle through them and I'll look at a show that seems like it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. No, it's been 10, 12, sometimes 15 years. It's wow, and it's hard to believe, but yeah. Just goes by so fast.
Absolutely insane. I mean, it was back in 2019 when the world was introduced to Marie Kondo and her simplified ways of living and getting rid of clutter and all of that kind of stuff. So there you go. Now, I was reading the comments on this BuzzFeed thread as I was looking at some of this stuff this morning, and I was taken aback because somebody's like, there was a comment on there and somebody says, has anyone thought about the fact that babies born at the start of COVID will start school next year? No, I hadn't thought of that. I mean, it's just those little things, you know, you get these reminders every now and then of how fast time actually goes, because that's true. COVID babies born at the beginning of the pandemic
that
will
checks
actually
out
be in school. Oh man. And then remember it was only 5 years ago when everybody was obsessed with the storming of Area 51 and they had that big glob. That was five years ago already. Years ago when everybody went down to Area 51 and were going to basically scale the walls and find the secrets to the aliens, and they showed up with their tinfoil hats and targets that they painted on the ground.
Yeah.
And, oh, man.
I don't know what was in the Kool-Aid that day, but
Same stuff apparently now, because the world hasn't gotten less crazy, that's for
Some
sure.
Some things you want to keep in the rear view mirror. You really want to keep them far back.
I mean, it was 5 years ago. As I keep going through this list, Maroon 5 performed at the Super Bowl, and then Adam Levine wore that really weird tank top to that performance. So social media went insane because they were comparing him to couch cushions and also a Chipotle bag, because that's what he looked like he was wearing. It was kind of weird. And now he's going back to The Voice because he's tried to sing a couple of live shows and it hasn't gone so well for him. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas were still going strong 5 years ago, if you're really a fan. I mean, these are the things that make up pop culture. Baby Archie was born to the royal family, to Harry and Meghan. I mean, these this is crazy stuff. Like, I gotta stop, it's making me feel really old this morning. I mean, and then again,
in the
again,
span
I'm
of
gonna,
5 years.
I know, and I'm gonna say it again, COVID babies start school this year.
That's
all you need to know.
That's insane.
That's the one that really got me, when people were putting it in comments. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, because at first I was like, no, they can't be in school already. And then I was like, no, they would totally already be in school. Your Phoenix would appreciate this one, because it was 5 years ago when OK Boomer also became part of our lexicon again. So 5 years
again,
ago,
one
Finn.
I don't need to hear ever again, but yeah. Dad, you're such a boomer.
Phoenix is just going to make sure that you never forget. You never forget where you're at.
That's what we owe our teenagers, right? They never let us forget.
We can thank our kids for that. Awesome, awesome stuff, I guess. Oh, my gosh. It either makes you feel really old when you listen to that list, or like you've forgotten about a whole lot of things that have happened in the world. But things never quit moving, right? And that's kind of where we're at. And things happen so fast because of social media. I think that you take only about 4 seconds to really process something that's happened, and then we move on because there's another bigger and better story that graces the pages of social media or the news or whatever it might be.
And
so
that's it. You hit the nail right on the head there with that one, because it's going constantly. Everything's moving so fast. We never really stop to just kind of light for a second and take it all in, because we're all just moving so fast in this culture and pop culture and everything. And it's just hitting us. You know, tomorrow we'll totally forget about the fact that JT was arrested for drunk driving, because we'll be on to something completely different. And it just keeps going and moving. And
some of it's
so 5 years from now, when we talk about when JT was busted for drunk driving, then we'll be like, oh, yeah, I totally remember
that. Like, JT who? What happened to that guy?
Who's that?
He's such a boomer. Meanwhile, we'll be talking about Jessica Biel, who's got this new TV series coming out or something. Yeah. She'll be on top of it. I mean, maybe that's what JT's plan is. He's like, I've worked hard. Now it's time for her to go do something. I mean, maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's the plan. I don't know. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Showers and thunderstorms possible today. We've seen a few light showers already this morning. We are going to get some peaks of sunshine as we go throughout the day, though. Highs only in the upper 70s, which is going to feel much cooler than what we saw yesterday and Monday. Yeah. If words would come, that would be a good thing here this morning. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms also possible tonight, down to 65. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Another chance for an isolated thunderstorm with a high near 78. Pretty much the same thing again on Friday. So we're kind of in a damp pattern right now, I guess you could say, like we haven't been for the last few months either. Right now it is 72. It is time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with our Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday, head to downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling great fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more right there on Oak Street. This is from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Be sure to give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook, as they'll notify who will be in attendance for each farmers market. And head to Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday, June 22nd for the Universe in the Park event. Universe in the Park is a program from the Department of Astronomy and UW Space Place. It's a free in-person event starting at 8:30. The talk will be given outside the amphitheater. No registration is required. This rain or shine event will feature a weather-dependent star party where visitors can have the opportunity to look through the stars with a telescope. Again, a free event, but you will need a state park sticker to enter the park. This is on Saturday, June 22nd from 8:30 until 10 p.m. at Mirror Lake State Park. And earlier on the day, Saturday, June 22nd, Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 will be hosting a brat stand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. Visit American Legion Post 350 on Facebook for more details.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunrise.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Forever Your Girl, there is Paula Abdul, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Of course, she is celebrating her 62nd birthday today, so we had to play a little Paula Abdul so that we can celebrate the birthday girl. MC Scat Cat, he was still my favorite, opposites attract. I thought about it, but Forever Your Girl, pretty iconic there with Paula. It is 8:31 right now, and of course, she's touring with New Kids on the Block this summer and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Still hoping I get to see them all in concert, and she can still dance her behind off if you watch her on social media. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Enough about Paula Abdul, and let's talk about some music that's going to be in Baraboo tomorrow evening. Of course, another edition of Concerts on the Square in downtown Baraboo tomorrow night. It's going to be held on the courthouse lawn starting at 7 o'clock. The Panchromatic Steel Drum Band is going to be performing. Some of your favorites as well, including music from Earth, Wind & Fire, Led Zeppelin, and even Stevie Wonder. Now you can bring your lawn chair, you can bring a blanket, lots of bug spray because you're probably going to need it right now with all the moisture we've had, and just have a really enjoyable night on the in downtown Baraboo. Of course, Mary Edwards is going to be there selling some delicious ice cream too. Get one of those ice cream sandwiches, I promise. You're not going to go wrong. Some people like to split them. I like to say they're all mine, but it's okay. I mean, you do what you got to do with the people you're attending the concerts on the square with. Now, in case it does rain tomorrow night, because, well, we've been talking about the fact that we have chances of showers and thunderstorms on and off for the next few days, Concerts on the Square just simply moves across the street to the Al Ringling Theater. Still free to attend and a beautiful atmosphere to enjoy some really great music. So, win-win situation, even if Mother Nature does happen to literally rain on our parade. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Showers, thunderstorms, it's possible over the next few days. Some peaks of sun as well. At least we're going to lose those 90s as far as temperatures go. Corey Hartman's going to tell us more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
It's June, which means delicious National Dairy Month deals continue at Pierce's Express Market. 8-ounce bricks of essential everyday cream cheese are 2 for $4. Kraft natural cheese slices are 2 for $5. And 24-ounce Prairie Farms 4% or 2% small curd cottage cheeses are 2 for $6. Plus, incredible prices on ice cream. 48-ounce Stone Ridge Creamy are 2 for $6. Kemp's Pails are $6.99. And Häagen-Dazs Pints are 2 for $7. Pierce's Express Market, proudly serving the area for over 100 years. I'm ready.
Deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. The Baraboo American Legion baseball team is going to be presenting the Quinn Miller Memorial Baseball Tournament this weekend at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Action starts off on Friday at 3 o'clock with Wisconsin Dells taking on Viroqua, and then Beloit and Fond du Lac will meet at 5:15. Then at 7:30, it's going to be Baraboo taking on Beloit. Saturday, 10 a.m., Fond du Lac and Wisconsin Dells will play. Then Beloit and Wisconsin Dells follow then after that at 12:15. 2:30, it's going to be Beloit and Viroqua. Then Viroqua will take on Baraboo at 4:45. They'll have the Hall of Fame and State Champion Team Ceremony after that. And then at 7 o'clock, it's going to be Fond du Lac and Baraboo taking the field. And then finally on Sunday, Viroqua and Fond du Lac play at 9 a.m. and Baraboo will then go against Wisconsin Dells at 11:15. Of course, concessions will be open for some great food and sharing some awesome baseball action. Again, this will be all weekend long, starting Friday, running until Sunday. And that's all at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Brewers get it done last night on the road. 6-3. They take down the LA Angels late last night. Milwaukee actually scored one in the first and then the second, three in the fourth, and one in the sixth to take the 6-0 lead. The three runs all came from the Angels in the ninth inning, but obviously too little too late there. Tobias Myers gets the win for the crew. He went 6 1/3, four hits given up, and six strikeouts for the game. Team improves to 43-30 for the season. These two teams will wrap up their three-game series tonight. It's going to be another late one. Freddie Peralta will get the go for the crew. Tyler Anderson will counter for the Angels. 8:38, first pitch again from LA. Brewers sit 6.5 games up on the St. Louis Cardinals in the division. The Stanley Cup final will roll on as the Edmonton Oilers were able to hold off elimination with a big 5-3 victory over the Florida Panthers on the road last night. Connor McDavid had two goals and two assists in the victory for the Oilers. Team now sits 3-2 in favor of Florida. And the next game will be on Friday night back in Edmonton. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 74.
99.7
It's 8:37 right now. We are warming up nicely this morning, getting ready for that Juneteenth event over at Ochsner Park. 10-3 today. We'll tell you more about it in just a few minutes. We'd love to see you over there. Fine Young Cannibals now. She Drives Me Crazy on 99.7 Max FM.
Close my eyes, I'm
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:41 right now. And Finn, we have to take a look at our calendar days here this morning and all those things that we get to celebrate that really just help us get closer to the weekend. We're halfway there, by the way, today. I mean, if you're starting your countdown, that's fine. Some of us started it on Monday, and that's also fine. You do what you got to do to get yourself through another work week. Yeah. So today is Garfield the Cat Day. And this has a long assorted history because it was back on June 19th of 1998 that a birthday party was actually held for Garfield the Cat at the now closed down International Museum of Cartoon Art. The event also celebrated the 20th anniversary of the Garfield comic strip, Garfield, as it was called, simple name. It was attended by the creator, Jim Davis, a costumed Garfield, and over 200 guests. Now, one of the attendees, whose name was Wanda Thayer of the Boca Raton City Council, because this is all very important information, she proclaimed it to be Garfield the Cat Day. And so ever since then, since 1998, on this particular day, we celebrate Garfield the Cat Day. I don't know why Wanda wanted June 19th to be Garfield the Cat Day, but if it means I get to eat lasagna in honor of Garfield, I'm down with that. Always, always. Now, also a very important day is Juneteenth. This is a federal holiday since 2021. We've been talking about it for a couple weeks now here on Max FM, especially because Baraboo is having its first ever Juneteenth event today over at Ochsner Park from 10 until 3. It's free. It's open to the public. It is brought to you by Humility Incorporated along with Madison Technical College. And we just invite everybody to go over there for some food, some games, some poetry, some live music, and of course, a whole lot of community spirit. Again, that kicks off at 10 o'clock this morning. So still setting up right now. If you would like to get over there, Finn, and maybe help them out, maybe do some setup this morning, tear down this afternoon. They could always use a few extra sets of hands to get all of that done. And of course, a lot of people off today because it is a federal holiday. So maybe you could spend the entire day at the park. Maybe you can only spend an hour or so over your lunch hour with getting some of that amazing food. Just go check it all out and see what Juneteenth is all about and why we celebrate the diversity of this country through the freedom of the slaves that took place back in the 1800s. That's why we celebrate Juneteenth, by the way.
And things getting underway real soon here.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I can't wait to get over there today and see what they've got planned. A lot of fun stuff for everybody. I mean, if you want to bring the whole family out, it's going to be a great day for the kids as well with some activities for them. Let's see. It's National Pets in Film Day today as well. I mean, that one pretty much speaks for itself. How often have we seen adorable furry animals in movies and they just do an amazing job, and those people who train them and they get them to do all these cool things. And then you go home and you look at your own pet and you're like, why can't you do any of that stuff?
Well, the cats, since it's Garfield Day, the cats are all like, yeah, that's my right? brother, that's my man right there.
Exactly. So, exactly. Yeah. It's also National Watch Day today. If you happen to be a watch wearer, this is the day to adorn your wrist and celebrate proudly by being able to tell the time. Now, I love watches. It's kind of one of my vices in life. I love to collect them. Not great ones. I just think they're really fun. My main watch, though, happens to be my grandpa's old watch. It was what I was given when he passed away, and so I love the watch. It's had to have a little repair work done to it and things like that. Luckily, we have Jeweler's Edge in Baraboo to help me out with that, so Sarah and her team were able to make it look fabulous, get it up and running, but that's my primary watch. It's even got his initials inscribed in the back of it,
that's
so
cool.
It's pretty darn cool. Very, very cool. It's also World Sauntering Day today. Now, this was created in 1979 by a dude who was tired of the jogging craze that was taking place in the United States, especially in the late 70s, and just wanted to remind people to slow down so that they could appreciate and enjoy life and pay attention to what was around them. So now we have World Sauntering Day, except those don't saunter in a store when there's other people behind you with a cart, though. That gets annoying. Now, periodically, I know I'm probably one of those people, but I always try to get as far over to one side as I absolutely
right?
can.
We try to be mindful of it, right?
I
You're
do.
Trying to be mindful of other people.
sometimes I don't know what I need or I can't find what I'm looking for. And so I end up sauntering a little bit, but I try to not be in your way if you have your list ready to go and you are armed with knowledge that I am not a lot of times when I head into the store. And then, of course, we like to end with a couple of good food and drink ones. Well, happy day to Justin Timberlake because it's National Martini Day, the one drink that got him into a whole lot of trouble yesterday in the Hamptons.
Here's the problem. He was just one day early. That's, you know.
Nobody told him if he would have just waited a day and called an Uber, things would be going so much better this morning for him. That's for sure. So enjoy your martini, just not as much as Justin did in the Hamptons yesterday.
And don't then drive, okay?
Exactly. So stupid. And then it's also National Eat an Oreo Day today. Now, in honor of National Eat an Oreo Day, I thought it would be fun to kind of figure out how eating an Oreo affects our personalities, okay, and what it says about us. So here's what researchers have found. If you're the type of person who eats the whole cookie all at once, I couldn't pop that whole thing into my mouth because as big of a mouth as I have, I could not get the whole Oreo in there. That means you are a fun person that's carefree and lives life on the edge just a little bit.
But now, that's not the idealized way of how you're supposed to eat an Oreo, right?
No, I don't believe
so. You're supposed to break them apart, the cookie apart,
maybe untwist them, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Lick the cream kind of first. Yep. I don't know. Now, if you're the type of person who eats your Oreo one bite at a time, means you're probably not super creative, but you are super lucky at the same time. Now, if you eat your cookie in a very methodical way, which is what I do, I'm a combination of two of these, by the way. It means that you're a goody two shoes and follow all the rules, and that would definitely be me. I am a rules follower. Now, if you nibble on your cookie, you're loved by management because you're a hard worker that gets a lot of stuff done. If you are a dunker of your Oreo cookie, that means you're the life of the party. Everyone loves you because you have a really fun personality. Now, I am a methodical dunker. What does that say about me? Because I like to dunk my cookie. I have a whole process, and I've talked about this before. I take my Oreo. You got to grab just a little bit of the cookie part, right? You put it in your mouth, and you count to 10. Now, I'm not saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got to
Because it can't be too soppy, right?
Right.
It can't be too soaked.
Exactly. It can't be too hard, and it can't be too soaked. You don't want it to break apart in the middle of the milk either. So it's a fine line, because then when you bite down, you can't have any crunch, though, in it either, right? But if you have it too soppy, it's going to break off in your milk, and you're never going to get that Oreo, and then you have Oreo chunks in your milk, and that's disgusting, even though it's an Oreo. So there's a methodical portion and a count that I have to do, and then I can eat my cookie, and usually it's just a couple bites. So I combine the way I eat my Oreo with a few.
You're just a cookie perfectionist.
Well, I am. I'm a kind of a cookie snob at the same time. Now, if you twist your cookie, take the two cookie parts off and then just lick the cream, that means you're curious and always like to learn new things. So what about you, Finn? How do you eat your Oreo cookie? What would you fit into one of these categories or a couple?
See, once upon a time, I was tisked for not eating the Oreo properly, which is the pulling it apart and then eating the inside first, you know?
Right.
But I cannot go any other way because I am a dunker. Now, I don't think I'm quite as exact in my time as you are.
Sure.
But I'm definitely a dunker.
Yeah, I like to dunk. You got to dunk the cookie. It's just how it's all at. So
as long as you got the milk and you got the Oreo, you're good to go.
I mean, really, it doesn't really matter how. No matter what you're going to do, the Oreo is delicious, and you're going to end up eating it. But I think it's interesting that you can learn a lot about somebody just by how they dunk their Oreo cookie. So go enjoy the Oreo today, people.
Now, are you the
really
same with donuts? Are you a donut dunker?
No, I don't like to dunk my donuts.
So it's just cookies.
It's just cookies. Just cookies. That's the only thing I like to dunk. I mean, a good chocolate chip cookie is also dunkable. It's not as fun to dunk. dunk is an Oreo, but a good chocolate chip cookie is a dunker. I can dunk those. When I was growing up, my mom baked a lot. So we always had like Monster cookies and we always had M&M cookies. Best part way to eat those was to break them in half and then dunk those as well. Mostly because my mama made them so big, you couldn't fit them into the cup
right.
unless you broke them in half.
you had no other option.
But then the milk got into the inside of it, right? Like into the little poruses of the cookie, which was so delicious. And then when you were eating it, you could like, it was a little soft and oh, it was so, so good. So, nice. So good. I love to dunk a good cookie. But no, I'm not a donut dunker. And I know a lot of people like to do that in coffee. So that's like a double-pronged whammy mm-hmm. for me. I don't want to dunk my donut and I really don't like coffee. So then I'm like, what is wrong with you? How can you possibly be human if you're doing that? But I get it. A lot of people
to each their own.
Exactly. I mean, you're eating a donut or you're eating an Oreo or some type of cookie. Who's going to fault you for that? Yeah. Who's going to fault you? So no matter how you're celebrating today, just keep it milder than Justin Timberlake did yesterday so that you don't get arrested driving your BMW and have a wonderful day. Taking a look at your forecast right now, we have a chance for some showers and some thunderstorms on and off today. Otherwise, some peaks of sun with highs only in the upper 70s. So going to be a lot cooler than what we saw the last couple of days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible again tonight, down to 65, then mostly cloudy, 78 tomorrow. Another chance for an isolated thunderstorm. Right now, it is 76.
It's Kubota Orange Days. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And now, through June 30th, get 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is kids' day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is double points day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
then you would be here in my arms, waiting for tonight.
More
99.7 Max FM.
You should have been gone. No. Should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else. And we should have been.